Chapter 1. I arrive in Lilliput. Myself and my family. I decide to travel. Disaster at sea. Lilliput. My name is Lemuel Gulliver, and this is my story. My father came from the north of England, and I was his middle son. I had two older brothers and two younger brothers. We didn't have much money, but my father sent me to Cambridge University. I was 14 years old. I was very lucky. I studied hard, but after 3 years, it was time for me to start work. I went to London to work for a famous doctor. In my free time, I studied more. I studied navigation, mathematics, and medicine. Why? Because I wanted to be a doctor and I wanted to travel. I finished my studies and I found a job as a doctor on a ship called the Swallow. I travelled for 3.5 years with the Swallow. After these 3.5 years, I was tired, so I decided to stay in London. I found a small house and I found some patients. I found a wife. Her name was Mary, and she had £400. But life was difficult on dry land. I was a good doctor, but I was too honest. The rich doctors in London were not very honest. They made a lot of money from their patients. They sold a lot of medicines to them. I didn't want to be like them. I had no choice. I had to go back to sea. For the next 6 years, I travelled to the East and West Indies. I made a lot of money. On the ship, I spent my free time reading. On dry land, I watched new people and learnt new languages. I had enough money to stay at home with my wife and family. I stayed in London with them and I was happy. But 3 years later, I had money problems again. I looked for another ship and found the Antelope. Captain William Pritchard gave me a job. I was a ship's doctor again. The Antelope left from Bristol on May the 14th, 1699. Our destination was the South Seas. The journey was comfortable until we met a terrible storm. The ship was in danger from the strong wind. We went up and down and left and right. 12 men died in the storm. Suddenly, the ship hit rocks near Van Diemen's Land. Disaster! The ship broke in two. 6 of us jumped into a small boat. We tried to move away from the ship, but it was hard. We were not far from land when the wind hit our small boat. Suddenly, I was in the water. I never saw my 5 friends again. I swam and swam for hours and hours until I was so tired that I couldn't swim. Then I relaxed. I will die here, I thought. But what was this? Suddenly, I could feel land under my feet. I felt stronger now. Now I could walk. I had to walk for a long way before I arrived at the shore. It wasn't very windy now, and I could see the sun. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening. I walked along the beach, looking for houses or some people. I was tired, and it was very hot. It was November, November the 5th, I think, but that was summer in the South Seas. I decided to sit down. Then I lay down. The sand was warm and soft. I went to sleep. I slept for hours, I think about 9 hours. When I woke up, it was light. I decided to get up and look for help. I couldn't move my legs. I tried to move my arms, but I couldn't. I tried to move my head, but I couldn't. The reason soon became clear. ropes. Thousands of little ropes were over my legs and my arms. The ropes were everywhere, even in my hair. The sun was very hot, and its light hurt my eyes. Then, something moved on my leg. It moved across my body until I could see it. It was a little man, about 6 inches tall. Now I could feel another 40 little men walking all over me. I shouted. They ran away. They were afraid, but so was I. They soon came back. One of them came up to my face again and shouted,
Hekina Degul!
His friends repeated the words. I didn't understand their language. I tried to move. I broke the little ropes on my left arm and tried to catch one of the little men. They ran away again, and then I heard a shout.
Tolgor Phonak!
Suddenly, I felt a terrible pain in my left hand. They're throwing arrows, I thought. Some arrows went into my hand, some into my body. I tried to free my hair. More terrible pain. Then the arrows stopped, so I tried to free my right arm. The arrows started again. I must stay still, I thought. I can wait until night. These people are too small to keep me here. I was right. The arrows stopped again. Now I could hear a lot of noise. There were more little men. What are they doing? I thought. They're building something. Again, I was right. Now I could see a platform made of wood. The platform was near my head on the right. After an hour, they stopped building. Some of the little men cut the hair on my left so I could move my head. I turned my head to the right. I could see 4 of the little men on the platform. They want to talk to me, I thought. One of the men was older and taller than the others. He started to speak, but I couldn't understand. Now I was quite hungry. I put my fingers on my mouth. The man understood. A few minutes later, I felt hundreds of the little men on my body. They had food for me. They put some in my mouth. I ate and ate. Then they brought something delicious to drink. I drank and drank. The little men were so happy that they danced on my body.
Hekina Degul! They shouted.
Then a very important man arrived. He had a letter from the emperor. I understood from his hands that the emperor wanted to see me. I had to go to the capital city. I also understood that I wasn't free. Suddenly, I felt tired. Why? Sleeping medicine in the wine, they told me later. I slept for about 8 hours. When I woke up, I was in a strange cart on the way to the capital. It took 500 engineers, 900 strong men, and 1,500 horses to take me there. They were very clever people. We arrived at the capital 2 days later. The emperor was there to meet me. "This is your new home," he said. He pointed to an old church. Some of the men put new ropes on my legs, but now I could walk a little. The next morning, the emperor came to see me again with his family. With him were carts of food and drink. The emperor was taller than all his countrymen, and his face was strong. He was about 28 years old. He spoke to me, but I couldn't understand. I tried English, Dutch, Latin, French, Spanish, and Italian. No one could understand me, and after about 2 hours, they went away. I sat outside the church, watching some soldiers. Suddenly, I felt an arrow near my eye. A group of 6 little men fired more arrows at me. The soldiers were angry with the little men. I picked up the 6 men and put 5 of them in my pocket. I put the other man near my mouth. Now the soldiers were worried. I put the little man down and he ran away. I don't eat little men, I said, smiling. One by one, I pulled the other little men out of my pocket and they all ran away. The soldiers were all very happy indeed. The little people began to trust me. After about 2 weeks, 600 beds arrived at my new house. The little men put them all together to make one big bed. After that, I was very comfortable. Everybody in Lilliput now knew about me. Rich people, lazy people, and curious people all came to see me. The emperor often came to see me too. He also talked to all the important people in the land. Some people were worried. My food was very expensive and I was dangerous. They wanted to kill me. The emperor said no. He remembered the 6 little men who fired arrows. "Find me the best teachers," he said. "This man must learn our language." After about 3 weeks, I could speak the language quite well. The emperor sometimes came to give me conversation practice. Every time he came, I asked him for my freedom. "Be patient," he always said. I was now very comfortable with my bed, the language, and some new clothes. When the men brought me my new clothes, they made a list of all my things. Later that day, the emperor came to visit. He had thousands of soldiers with him. "I want to take your sword," he said. I pulled out my sword slowly. The sunlight caught the sword. The light hurt the soldiers' eyes, and they were all afraid. I put the sword on the ground, and hundreds of soldiers took it away. After that, I gave my other things to the emperor, my money, my comb, and my notebook. The soldiers took them all away. I was lucky. When they made the list of my things, they didn't find my secret pocket. In that pocket were my glasses and a pocket telescope. I didn't tell the emperor about them. I wanted to keep them for myself.